I've always been struck by this passage of scripture in Romans chapter 1. Here was the Apostle Paul, this man of great background and heredity, as he was, you know, we're told in the book of Philippians, he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. He was a Pharisee concerning the law. He was blameless. He was a well-educated man. He was very gifted. And not only that, he became the apostle to the Gentiles. Peter became the apostle to the Jews. But here we have the Apostle Paul, his statements. We oftentimes look at the I ams expressions of Jesus Christ. Well, in this Romans chapter 1, we have these expressions of the Apostle Paul, these I ams expressions of the Apostle Paul. And the first one that we read about is that he is a debtor. That is, he owes a debt, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise. It's amazing how God fit him and gifted him to reach people of all statuses of life. And isn't that the way it is in God's providence when he calls people to serve him, that he gives them supernatural gifts in which they can use for his honor and glory? Paul was one of those men. He was a debtor. He was a debtor unto God. Remember, he knew that he was so undone before God. Remember his conversion experience on the Damascus Road, such a dramatic conversion of the Apostle Paul, finally crying out, "Lord, what would thou have me to do?" And the Apostle Paul followed through with that, and he became a champion of the New Testament gospel preaching. And here, this statement, he says, "I am a debtor to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise." What was his debt? His debt was to reach people, because he was reached himself. He had this burden for people, lost people, because he knew he was religious, but he was lost. He knew that. He found that out. So he's talking about being in debt to God and having a debt to pay to the world around him. And what an impact he had. We would all have to say that about him. And then in verse 15, he says, "So as much as in me is, I am," here's another I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. What Paul faced at Rome was a great challenge. You know, the city of Rome, the way it was, and it was the center of religion. It was the center of paganism. It was a great commerce center, but he said, "I am ready to preach," and he went there and he preached the gospel to the Romans. And of course, this epistle was evidence that God used him there in Rome, and he reached many souls for Christ there in Rome. But he was a debtor, and he said, "I'm a debtor, and I am ready to preach the gospel." And then in verse 16, and he said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." He was not ashamed to preach the gospel. That was his message. He was all about that. And so the Apostle Paul was greatly burdened. You can see that. He was very burdened to preach the gospel because he knew it was the power of God unto salvation. He knew it was the only way that sinners could be made right with God. And so that was his declaration. You know, "I am a debtor. I am ready, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ," because he knew the power of the gospel. Now, if we just go back and look at Jude, it kind of gives us an idea of the burden, the same kind of burden that Jude is expressing for people. Remember, we saw this morning we were instructed to, "Beloved, building yourselves up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, and looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." And then he turns and he says this, "And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire." I don't know what images come to your mind when you read something like that, but the Apostle Paul, he I mean, Jude, he was speaking about having a burden for mankind, for those who were outside of Christ, that those that could be reached because we have compassion. No one can really have compassion on others until they've been through their greatest needs being fulfilled with Christ's love, keeping ourselves in the love of God. You know, the love of God does keep us, and the love of God does change us, doesn't it? And so here, Jude was saying that have compassion on others, and it makes a difference. It makes a difference when we're able to show compassion to people who are needy, and mostly because they're lost. Isn't that the greatest need of mankind, that they need to be found? And so Jude is talking about that when he mentions having compassion. And then he says, and others, you know, compassion, the loving approach is very necessary. But he says, on others, you have to save them with fear. Some people need to be brought to the very edge. Think of Jonathan Edwards' great sermon, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, and how he brought them to the precipice of hell and made them look into hell and see what was awaiting them and cause fear, the fear of God, to strike their hearts. And wow, you know, is that what's awaiting me? You know, that's my doom. That's where I'm headed. Some save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And don't you get that rescuing picture? And isn't that what salvation is? We're being rescued from being on the precipice of eternal loss. And so Jude is expressing this. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. And then he says, hating even the garment that is spotted by the flesh. That's an expression that believers understand, that we know that sins is like spotting or staining our garments, and so we learn to hate sin, how we're drawn to God to love Him. And the more we love Him and the more we think of the cross of Christ, and we bask in the shadow of the cross of Christ, we realize the price that was paid there, because God hates sin, poured out His wrath on Jesus Christ, our Savior. He bore our sin and our sorrow on the cross, as Isaiah said, and He became sin for us, like Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, He became sin for us that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And so we are learning to hate more and more sin in our lives, and even the garment that is spotted with the flesh. So we see this burden that we have for lost people, and I think that is a natural reaction. We have friends, we have relatives, we have associations that we work with, we have neighbors that we live near. And doesn't it just burden you to look around and see the way people live without the Lord? They need compassion. Some of them need fear. Some of them need a direct approach. Some of them need a loving hand. Some of them just need a kind word, a word fitly spoken, seasoned with salt. We are the spokespeople for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are His ambassadors. And let us remember that as we go into the week, that we are here with a divine purpose. And the author of Proverbs put it this way, he that winneth souls is wise. You know, and so we are to be the people who would throw out the lifeline. Listen, if we don't care about souls, who will on this earth? And we know that God is sovereign to save whoever He will, but He uses His people to reach others. I mean, we could go around and give testimonies of how the Lord used somebody in your life to shine the light of the gospel into your heart and soul. And God uses people just like us. And so let's remember that's our calling, that's our task. And we will be a people known for having compassion and saving others and pulling them out of the fire. Amen. I didn't know I was going to be speaking tonight, so let's close in prayer tonight. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this this important reminder that we are your people, we are your feet, and how precious are the feet that bear the gospel to a lost and dying world, and how as we sang tonight, our voices are consecrated unto thee, our lives are consecrated unto thee, our wherewithal, everything we have, Lord, is for you to use. And Lord, I would ask that you would help us to be vessels fit for your using, and that you would make us such and use us for your glory to bring others to glory as well. How we thank you and praise you that we saw this morning what a great God you are, and able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before you at the throne, all because of the wonders of the gospel and grace of God that's been extended to man through Jesus Christ our Lord. And it's in his name that we thank you. Amen.